My name is Onyinyokba, and you're listening to the Repositioning Podcast, where you learn about practicable tips for self-improvement and productivity. Hello, everyone. Today, we're talking about celebrating milestones. Why you should celebrate milestones. So what is a milestone? A milestone is just basically a significant stage in your life where you have, you know, achieved something. Google says it's a significant stage or event in the development of something. Basically, getting an achievement, basically achieving a particular goal. So for the duration of our lives on Earth, we are always going to be moving from one stage to another stage of our life. 1 minute you're preparing for exam, final exam, and you're thinking, oh, I want to get completed with this. This is the last day at last. The next minute you're thinking about getting a job. Before you know it, you're on the job and you're thinking about moving or advancing to the next level of your career. On and on and on like that. You are moving from one milestone to another. So there's going to be different milestones that we are going to, you know, want to achieve in our lives. It's going to be different for each person. It's not all going to be the same for each of us. It's going to be different. Just like we have different lives, we are going to be having different milestones. And I know not everyone sees the value of celebrating milestones. Something is pointless, like there's no need, let's just work, we're done with this, move on to the next thing. They don't think it's necessary to celebrate milestones. That's why I'm talking to you now. Here's why you should celebrate milestones. Celebrating a milestone means that you are totally done with it. Like, it brings a sense of relief. It means done, done, done. All the I's and the T's have been dotted. It brings a sense of accomplishment. You finish working on that project, you finish hosting that event, you finish writing that final exams or professional exams. Celebrate it. That's a milestone. And once you're celebrating, you're having that feeling of relief. Oh my God, this is done. I don't need to get back to it anymore. This is done. I'm moving on to the next stage of my life. So it just gives a total sense of relief, a total sense of accomplishment. That's one of the reasons of celebrating a milestone. Another is that milestones make bigger goal more achievable. Now, what I mean is, you just finished a really taxing job. Or you just got to the final stage of a scholarship application, or maybe the final stage of a grant funding. You're applying for grants and you've gotten to the final stage. Or that job interview that had series of levels, like from one stage to another, and you are currently in the final stage. Now, getting the actual grant or scholarship doesn't look like a big deal anymore from the point you are. Previously, before you started the interview proper or the application proper, you were thinking, oh, is this achievable? Am I going to get this? But somehow you have worked your way from the first stage to the final stage. And it just makes getting that grant, getting that scholarship, getting that thing you're looking to achieve more achievable. The future plans you have somehow looks more achievable because of the milestone you have conquered. And when you get to that stage, celebrate it. Milestones breaks your bigger goal, like those complex plans, into manageable goals. For example, you have a goal of maybe a target revenue for the year. I mean, it will seem far-fetched at the beginning when you're just starting. But when it's broken down into bite sizes, maybe monthly, quarterly, and then you accomplish the monthly part. Maybe you accomplish your 1 month target. You accomplish your quarterly target. by the time the year is winding up, that target revenue you had for the year seem, you know, realizable now because you have achieved a milestone to an extent. So celebrate it. Celebrate those milestones. It makes your bigger goals look achievable. Another thing is, celebrating milestones gives you an opportunity to reflect. It gives you an opportunity to look back at what you have done. What didn't we do well? How can we do better? What do we now focus on now that we are moving on to the next stage? Reflecting means doing a better job on your future plans, on your future goals. Another thing it does is that it locks in learning. I'll explain what it means. It locks in learning in the sense that celebrating it means that the part you play in the accomplishment of that goal really matters. Now, for example, as a leader who is celebrating your team members or maybe your employee, it gives that employee a sense of accomplishment that the things or the effort that I have put in is recognized, and it means I'm doing well, I have learned my work, and it will give me the courage or encourage me to do more. So that part you have learned and you get, will I say, an appraisal or an approval in the form of celebration, in the form of recognition. It just sends a message to the brain and said, this one is locked down. I've gotten this part. Let's look for how to, you know, increase the praise, sort of. So it locks in learning. Another thing it does is that celebrating milestones reminds us to be grateful. Grateful for the moments in our lives. Look at now, we are celebrating the end of the year. As we are celebrating the end of the year, we do it with gratitude in our hearts, recognizing that we have so much to be thankful for. God has helped you in different areas of your life. So when you're celebrating your milestones, it gives you a sense of, oh my God, there is so much God has done for you that you are grateful for those things. You are grateful for the levels you have achieved. You're grateful for a lot of things. So celebrate your milestone. Don't think of it as being pointless. It might be as little as completing that write-up for the day. Some people find it so difficult to discipline themselves to achieve their daily goals. I'm not talking monthly now. Achieving your daily goals. And the day you get it right, celebrate yourself. You can even celebrate yourself by having a glass of juice or something. That celebration, you don't even need to have a big party or something. Encourage yourself, reward yourself. That celebration. So go out there, set your goals and achieve them. And once they are achieved, celebrate them. That's it for this episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you're listening on Google Podcasts, please subscribe and turn on your notifications. As always, stay tuned to the next one. Bye.